Critics correct WAPO fact-checker for attempt to absolve Joe Biden of blame for schools being closed. By Wendell Hasebo on March 1, 2021. Glenn Kessler fact-checks Republicans for a living at The Washington Post. But on Sunday, he got a fact-checked for improperly accusing former President Trump of being dishonest about President Joe Biden's inability to reopen schools. During the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Sunday, Kessler tried to hold Trump responsible for the school closures. Trump complaining about kids not back in schools yet. Who was president a month ago? Kessler tweeted. Fact check, today is February 28. A month ago was January 28. Joe Biden was sworn into office on January 20. So, Joe Biden was president a month ago. Writing, nominated, writing, for, writing, the, writing, list, writing, pic.twitter.com/rskmczbncz. Siraj Hashmi and Gitmo, at Siraj Hashmi. February 28, 2021. Trump, who has called for schools to reopen since the summer of 2020, ripped Biden at CPAC for failing to deliver on the issue in the face of powerful, Democratic-aligned teachers' unions. Joe Biden has shamefully betrayed America's youth and he is cruelly keeping our children locked in their homes, no reason for it whatsoever, Trump said. President Trump, Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' union pic.twitter.com/9opt5uif6. Mona Salama, at Mona Salama underscore. February 28, 2021. During a CBS Evening News interview aired on February 8, 2021, Biden said teachers' unions want to go back to school. But the unions need some guidance. Meanwhile, the head of a California teachers' union was blasted on Monday as a hypocrite after he was caught dropping off his 2-year-old daughter at her private preschool, despite saying it was unsafe for children to be back in classrooms, according to a report. Meet Matt Meyer, white man with dreads and president of the local teachers' union. He's been saying it is unsafe for your kid to be back at school, all the while dropping his kid off at private school, a group known as Gorilla Mom said on Twitter.